Is it good evening or good night? I'm not for sure. And actually, that it would be kind of like my daytime because I usually work as a nurse at night. So I'm kind of a little bit backwards. But anyway, good night. I just want to thank the ladies that asked me to do a devotional. It has been a very long time since I have spoken. And in fact, my BFF back there is like, I think it's been about 7 years. And I'm like, okay, pressure is on. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about biblical TLC takeaways. So what is a takeaway? So according to Merriam-Webster.com dictionary, because you know everything's online, it is a conclusion to be made based on presented facts or information, a main point or key message to be learned or understood from something experienced or observed. So in other words, it is something of importance that if you did not mentally obtain it, make note of it, think upon it, we will find ourselves without understanding. Do you have a phone? Hold your phone up. So I have a little activity for us. If you don't have your phone, no worries. You can also do this with paper. All right. So what I want you to do is think of one word that is significant or that stands out to you from all the lessons on parables that you have heard so during this retreat. I'm just going to give you a minute to think of one. What is one word that you would choose that is meaningful to you as a Christian or a trainee? Those are those who are training to be a Christian. That would be your takeaway word. So what would you decide would be your word? Get it in your head. Now what I want you to do is take out your phones, which you already did. Go to your calendar. Once you do that, find January the 9th, 2022. Click on it. Select that date. And then at the top, I want you to type in whatever the word is, and in parentheses put my TLC takeaway. All right. What I want you to do now is make sure that you turn on all day. You should have a feature that's on there. So instead of putting in a time or an alarm or anything like that, you can select all day. All right. So why did I have you do this? I'm going to tell you the answer to that at the end of this devotional. So you can put your phones down. Oh, make sure you save it, though. Make sure you save it. And then put the phone down. All right. In fashion with my husband, Cody Dameron, and anybody who knows him, he always starts a lesson out with 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. And I am using the KJV for just that one particular verse, and then the rest of them are going to be the NKJV, so if you're just wondering. So what then is good? Jesus tells us that God is good. You find that in Luke 18:19. If God is good, his word therefore is good. And we find that in Isaiah 39:8. And we must consciously seize it. Hold fast daily. Knowing this, we must be like the noble Bereans in Acts 17, verse 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. So here are the four S's of biblical takeaways. Number one, seek it. And do this with open eyes and open ears. This lesson is based upon Matthew 13 to fall along in line with the parables that we have been learning. So what is the purpose of parables? Jesus tells us in Matthew 13:13, "Therefore I speak to them in parables because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." Seeking his word leads to understanding. But we must keep our eyes and ears open. That means we must be exposed to hear him. Luke 11, verse 9 through 10, Jesus told his disciples while teaching them how to pray that if we seek him and his word by searching the scriptures daily, we will find him. "But seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Matthew 6:33. We are assured that those who have faith and diligently seek him will be rewarded, for they have done the possible to please him. Hebrews 11:6. And when we seek it, we can be like Enoch, who chose to diligently seek after God to the point that he walked with God and his life became a testimony, that is a witness of pleasing God. So what was Enoch's reward? He was able to not taste death, but he was also able to be taken up to where God is. Hebrews 11:5. Here's the second word for biblical takeaway. Sustain it. Keep it. So that within our hearts, our faith is not rootless and or choked out, as mentioned in the parable of the sower, Matthew 13:20-22. Rather, sustain his word in our hearts. 1 John 2, verse 5. "But whoever keeps his word, God's word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him." If we do this, we not only know that we are in him, but we can without any doubt say that we know him. And that's 1 John 2:4. As in the parable of the pearl, his word is worth great price, and we should work hard to sustain or keep it in our hearts. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Matthew 13:45. Third word, schedule it. So what is the purpose of a schedule? Keep us committed. How about a visual reminder? We found that in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 7, that God's people was commanded to remember his words and his laws and wear them as a frontlet to serve as a reminder to God's people. Also, as a visual reminder, what about thinking of the Lord's Supper? Do we not do that today? That's a visual and mental reminder, is it not? Luke 22:14-23. 1 Corinthians 12:27-29, we do that weekly, and it's scheduled, and we're commanded, and we do it, so we schedule it. Also, when you schedule it, it means that it provides a clear purpose. We all have a purpose, and if you are seeking after God's own heart, and after his word, you have a purpose. And finally, a goal setting. That is also another reason to schedule it. Set a goal. By scheduling it, it helps us to deliver on what we planned. It is a tool to help us move forward in growing biblical faith faith as we seek him daily. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, Hebrews 11:6. The fourth thing, share it. Remember at the beginning of this lesson, I had you to schedule your one word, your takeaway? Here's why. So that once it has been brought to your mind again, when it comes upon January the 9th, 2022, you can take that scheduled time to not only seek it, sustain it, but now you are without excuse to share it. At no time during the delivery of the parables did Jesus withheld God's word from others. Even when he knew that there were those whose hearts were unrighteous, eyes that were blind, and ears hard of hearing, he still taught them through parables. The point is that he did not miss an opportunity to teach. Lest they should understand with their hearts in turn so that I should heal them. Matthew 13:15. Sharing means that we are considering someone else, especially members of the church, every week to stir them up to love, good works, and exhortation. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10:24-25. This is a command that is essential for the Christian to do weekly. Consider this. When you deny an opportunity to share, you may have made a conscious decision to take away that one chance to save a soul from death. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. James 5:19-20. Technology is wonderful. And in a lot of ways, we use it as a great tool to help us. But if we use it in the right way as Christians, like we did today, 3 months from now, you have that word, you have that takeaway that you've thought of here. When you see it, you're going to think of what you learned here. You have it scheduled, you're going to be able to know it, right? You're going to do the four S's, which is seek it, sustain it, schedule it, and share it. That's what it means for a takeaway. So here's what I'm going to leave you with. I'm going to leave you with 1 Peter 1:3-7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You have your takeaway, so please share it.